I received your letter where you said that the sun was out shining and that you thought it might be nice. You hoped it would be nice anyway. Then I received the letter. You put a little weather report in there from the there was a Boulder paper that you sent in a package, and I see where it was going to snow the beginning of this month for some time, and I hope that it isn't too cold when old Carly gets home, because he's been used to real nice weather here. It's almost like spring, and with temperatures in the 75 to 85s, the rains have slacked off, and the nights are still long. It doesn't get daylight till about 7:30 here. And that's the same as it is back home, I think. But I just have to get around in the dark a little more than we did before, and it isn't too uncomfortable. I hope that old Cousin Ruth is feeling a lot better. It's too bad that these ailments and sicknesses have to occur when there's so much to be done. And but a lot of it is depression, mental attitudes. I always think of the of what's coming up, like the fishing trips, early raising in the morning and heading up the mountains, the living in the camper or traveling around. I guess travel seems to be my greatest thrill, and I think of moving around to new places or doing things like fishing and sporting. I've got a great dream about that Schofield place. If I could get in there and live, I think that would probably satisfy a lot of yearning for something real secure and down to earth. Like most of us were brought up in our generation, it seems like the good earth is something that we would like to have a piece of. Our little owning properties as houses and so forth never seemed to me too real. I can always think of the ranch and the farm and so forth as being something that's really a part of us. So if we could dig up enough money to buy that Schofield place, I think both Lou and I and you gals would feel like we had something solid, and probably enjoy our future many years of happiness and old age, let's say, doing exactly what we felt was natural with us. But these things can be done. All they have to do is be manipulated and thought out. It seems to be a matter of money, but after all is said and done, money is probably the secondary item. The first item is the method, how we do it. I think all of us have accumulated enough in our lifetimes to have accumulated enough money. It might not be in cash, but it's in some kind of collateral that could be put up for cash. If our economy stays the same, I think perhaps reading from that paper you sent about all the real estate in Boulder County, that there's plenty of money around for such things as homes of the type we're after. But we'll just have to wait and see when I get back and the right time comes along. But Lou should have his finger on some of this, so if that duplex is up for sale, I think that's part of it. That'll be a good deal. Maybe we could give that whole package off to somebody. I think I could probably sell that duplex up in Fort Collins without too much trouble. I don't know how much I can get out of it, but if I could get 18 to 19,000, I think that would be real good, since it's over 10 years old. But we'll see about that. Honey, I hope you've been feeling real well. I hope that your work is keeping you occupied, and the kids are keeping you irritated and happy, and all the emotional gamuts we run. I really hope that your job isn't too regulatory, because if you don't have any problems, then you get bored with the thing. So I kind of think that a little bit of trouble now and then keeps you stirred up and your blood running around fast, and that's what makes the world go around, and that's what makes us all mostly happy. Most of this tape might sound sort of nonsensical. I haven't really sit down and thought out a good letter to you, because my main purpose of sending this off as soon as I could was to tell you about the transportation that I think I can get, and to give you a date now for my possible arrival at home. So this is just to pass that information along and sort of amuse you while you are getting this information. I suspect that Leroy has given you the check for the old Falcon. The way he's holding off, I don't doubt that he's had some problems someplace of getting the money, and it might be that he didn't get what he told you he got for it, and maybe he's digging out of his own pocket to make it right. He'd be that kind of a person. But he's trustworthy, and old Leroy is a good old boy. I think a lot of him. I hope that I get to meet with those guys and have a nice visit with them. I'm coming in about the 23rd, that'll be on a Friday. They'll probably have I think it's the third Saturday. They'll have a dinner at the club. But we'll see. You can just tell them all that the schedule was set back a little while. Well, honey, this tape's about to run out. I just want to tell you how much I love you, and so long. I'll see you in a couple of weeks. So pat old Cindy and hang on till I get there. We'll have a real ball when I get home, and we get some appointments taken out of the way and get a lot of business done. And what are you going to do about working?